don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He and Ham love the BBC. It's the Afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He's gonna help deport Bad Bunny. It's the Afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. It is 2:36 here on the Sweet Spot. It is Victory Plus Day, so hello to everybody out there streaming on Victory Plus. And we say hello to our good friend, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winner. He's part of The Musers, the podcast, and you hear him on these airwaves every morning from 6 to 9. It is George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sweet Spot.
Gotta say, man, you looked really, you looked truckerific this morning on Victory when I was tuning in.
Did I look like a truck driver?
A little bit.
I like the hat. And also, George, I'm sorry for the trick Justin and I pulled on you at Ticket Stock on Saturday.
You guys, I'm so gullible. And I started feeling bad that I wasn't believing you guys. And you're like, no, both of you are getting really ticked that I didn't believe that Robert, the Ozzy Osbourne impersonator, was a part-time board op.
Okay, so how did this start? Because I joined in about midway through.
Monty, because I said, man, that guy was great. And Monty goes, yeah, I know, and he runs the board, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I didn't believe it like the first five times you said it.
Luckily, Bino walked up.
Yeah, and I guess I just joined in midway through, and I think it was either you or maybe Justin was like, oh, yeah, this guy's a board op. And I go, oh, yeah, he was hired just a couple weeks ago. And I think that's maybe I'm more convincing than Justin is or something. But you're like, oh,
yes,
wow,
I do trust you, like, Mino, more than I do Monty. Monty is a walking and rolling bit is what he is.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so after you believed me, what transpired after that?
Well, then I went to Kat and said, man, you were great on that song. Well, at first I told Craig, I said, can you believe it? That guy works at our station now. And he's like, wow, that's cool. I said, yeah, I know. You got this amazing Ozzy Osbourne voice. And then I saw Kat and I said, man, that was so good. You are so good on guitar. And that guy, I can't believe how good he is. And when does he work? Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday? He's like, what? I said, yeah, I heard he runs the board. And he goes, no. I called him because he's an impersonator and he has a band. And I went, oh, okay.
Idiot.
Yeah, this guy that looks just like Ozzy Osbourne is running the board for the kick around.
Well, I don't know. Not up there on weekends. I don't know. It could be happening.
Well, just know that Justin ran that play 48 hours prior.
I took it from Ham.
With Mark Elfenbein.
Ham did it to Elf. And I thought, let's take it right to Ticket Stock Day and try George. Because it's such a funny visual, just him sitting here running the board with all the other slap D's that we have. And he's just sitting there with his long black hair running
the board. He was amazing.
He's great.
I mean, man, he sounded just like him. He sounded like young Ozzy.
Mm-hmm. He sounded like the Blizzard. The Blizzard of Oz.
You did confuse people at the restaurant, though, or the after party, George, because when you came up, you came up and you were saying bye to the table of people that I was sitting at with Ham and DJ and Lando and Connor and a bunch of other ticket underlings. Whoa. And you said goodbye to each one of them. And then you said, F you, Monty, and walked out. So people were so confused.
Yeah.
That's like hearing their pastor curse at them.
That's when I realized George caught on to it, was backstage, and, you know, we've got the post-show high, we finished our song, and I see George, he just goes, F you, Mino. I was like, oh, what? What did I do? Hearing George cuss.
Yeah, like, yeah, I was going to say, the last person you expect to not only cuss, but cuss at you is a good friend, Jub.
I was so had.
Well, we have a number of things we could get into right here, but Justin had an idea. And Justin, do you want to share what we're about to get into with the old international chirp chirp?
Sure. And we even have a little audio from the Musers that can help us get through this. So yesterday during News in the News, during a very serious story about the Mexican cartels and their relationship with the United States, George, you decided to bring up a old cartoon character or an old mascot and derailed your own show. Let's hear that for about a minute, and then we'll talk about it. On the ticket.
Yeah, we'll do it.
They tried to capture him alive, but he got shot in the shootout, as well as a few of his other high-ranking people. And then he, in the helicopter ride to the hospital, he passed away.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. I'm just listening.
You're smiling.
I thought you were going to say in the helicopter ride he jumped out.
Jumped out?
Yeah, to escape.
You can't jump out of a helicopter to
well,
escape.
Well, that's where I thought you were going, or you know, was going to commit suicide or something.
That's not what I was wondering.
What were you wondering?
I was wondering now who is on the top of the list, and is it the Frito Bandito?
What?
Stop the show.
Do y'all remember him? I hadn't thought about the Frito Bandito in a long time.
A wave of violence has swept. Are you done with your?
Joe!
Okay, I got my answer. Just asked a question.
So you were clearly a big fan of the Frito Bandito, George.
And there's no doubt I have a really simple brain, and I've not thought about the Frito Bandito in a long time. Wrong then, wrong now, by the way.
Yeah,
because he was canceled.
Oh. Last appearance, 1971.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just a five-year run from 67 to 71.
I think we could bring him back.
Four, yeah. Not good at math.
Four.
I'm sorry. I haven't really thought much about the Frito Bandito in like 50 years. And that guy's name was El Mencho. And so I thought Frito, and I thought the, yeah.
What's so wrong with Frito Bandito? That's what I want to know.
Well, if you're looking at a picture, describe what he looks like.
Okay, let's see here. Let's pull him up. Okay, we have... Ooh.
Sean's wearing his Chief Wahoo hat,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, we've got a...
on TV also.
Looks like a cowboy hat / sombrero. Not sure what it is.
Sombrero.
He's got bandoleros, a couple of six-shooters, white pants, white top, and a very silly mustache with a grin.
Very thin mustache.
Yes.
So I guess I'm not as familiar with the Bandito as you guys. Was he in commercials?
Did he
talk and stuff?
I got the Frito Bandito corn chips song. I don't know if we can hear this over the air.
Probably not.
I got the video here up on my computer.
Or maybe we could pull it up at the... Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah.
It sounds like Corby doing Mexican Dracula.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, there was a reason why Frito-Lay finally said, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Even in 1971, they were like, I don't know about this one, fellas.
But luckily, that didn't harpoon the greatness that is Fritos, because I don't want to live in a world where there's no Fritos.
What are you going to put in your bean dip?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Chili?
That's right. Fritos may be a little underrated. I don't think they get enough hype.
I agree.
I don't think they've been hyped up enough since they lost their hype man back in 1971.
Let's bring them back. Maybe we'll hear that in the State of the Union tonight. We're bringing back the Bandito.
And it's time. It's Here's time we USA. Bring back the Frito Bandito.
What we voted for.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I am the Frito Bandito.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
See why they 71. Moved on. Just make the scoops. We'll release scoops.
A little too hot.
Put chili cheese on them. So that made me want to reach out to George and ask George for if the Frito Bandito is not in his top five non-sports mascots, who would be on that list?
I got a list. I got my top five.
Okay.
Could be controversial. I tried to stick with non-human because I could have gone with like King Vitaman or Burger King. In the NFL film commercials.
Yeah, picking off Drew Bledsoe and shut down.
Doing the Steve Young run.
Yeah.
could have gone there, but I stuck with animals. And number five, I have the Budweiser frogs.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, come on. That was hilarious when it first came out.
Yeah.
Maybe played out now, but the first time you saw a frog going, Bud.
Wiser. That was hilarious.
Better than the Clydesdales?
Ah, man.
Better they didn't do anything. They just ran.
Yeah.
At least better than the
Yeah, but they were majestic, and they had some bits. Yeah, they kicked a field goal one year. Yeah. Honorable mention to the Clydesdales at number five. Number four, I know he's kind of cliche, but, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame mascot. He's everywhere. He was huge in the 70s and 80s. Sorry, I got to go with Tony the Tiger.
He's okay. Great.
They're
he's
great.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was
all-timer.
He was amazing. Number three, somewhat controversial, but the first time I saw a cow with a misspelled sign for Chick-fil-A, I got to go with the Chick-fil-A cows at number three.
Good bit.
That is a very good bit.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
eat me.
Because the cows are dumb and they can't spell.
Yeah, eat more chicken. Yeah, now they're hilarious.
Now they're giving haircuts at the barbershop and carving chicken in the back of these dudes' heads.
Like somehow they can paint, but they can't.
They can paint, like they and they can almost spell chicken.
Yeah.
Almost.
They had to learn it out of survival.
They can erect a scaffolding to paint.
Stop eating hamburgers.
That was so Far Side, you know, comic strip that I thought that was really funny, mm-hmm. and put him at number three. Number two, somewhat obscure, but you'll know him when you think about it. It's Fruit Pie the Magician for Hostess.
Hold on.
That dude was everywhere and still is. He's still, if you look, next time you buy some Twinkies or Hostess, anything, it's that guy's name is Fruit Pie.
Yeah.
So what's his bit? He just does magic?
It's they're magically good. Anything you go with, cupcakes, ding-dongs, Twinkies. They're all really good. And by the way, the other characters along with him, where did they go? It's Fruit Pie the Magician and Captain Cupcake and Twinkie the Kid. Those are his sidekicks.
I think I saw Fruit Pie open for Penn and Teller.
Ooh.
He's a great magician to boot.
Here's Captain
and
Cupcake.
he loves desserts from Hostess.
Be that for Halloween.
Yeah.
We and number
fruit,
one.
We need fruit pie at Pride Night.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
He's built like what Nico thought Luca looked like.
Right. Yeah. Eat enough fried pie.
That is a great sports joke there by Monty.
Like him, yeah.
Number one, and I don't have a copy of this commercial, but apparently he was used by MetLife in the aughts, and he was used by Kellogg's in the early 1960s. One of the greatest, most underrated cartoon characters of all time, Quick Draw McGraw. Because I'll do the thinning around here.
Okay.
He did a Kellogg's commercial that I actually sent Monty and Ham. If you go to the 38-second mark, you can hear Quick Draw and the very offensive Baba Louie doing a Kellogg's commercial in the 60s.
We toast them puff, puff, puff until they're big enough. We sing them tweet, tweet, tweet until they're good and sweet. Then we go smack, smack, smack for Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Real wheat.
Real sweet.
Real neat to eat. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks.
There he is.
I'm sorry, man.
Why do you like voices that sound like head trauma, George?
You cannot beat Quick Draw McGraw, a.k.a. El Kabong.
No, should have known.
The guy who would fly through the air and hit you in the head with his guitar. If that's not comedy,
and what sound
I don't know
what
is.
It would go, Kabong.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's the sound. I'll bong you with my Kabonger.
Do you have a least favorite food mascot?
One
you think's overrated that needs to be ripped?
Geico?
Ooh.
The Geico gecko?
Ooh, stuck around too long?
Ooh. Yeah, he's just been in the game a long time, and it's just kind of like we get it. You're a talking lizard. Okay.
I was going to say the polar bear for switching sides on us.
Oh, during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pepsi polar bear?
But, you know, that's just the way it goes. That's the world of NIL.
George, where
he hit the portal and went to Pepsi.
George, where did you land on the McDonald's characters like Grimace and Hamburg? I thought we might get a Hamburglar or the
Even McDonald's. You know, right? McDonald's.
Mayor McCheese.
And no, outside of Mayor McCheese, the rest of them, Hamburglar, Grimace, I was always kind of creeped out by them.
The Fry Guys?
As a kid, yeah, the whole thing kind of, Ronald McDonald kind of creeped me out.
Yeah.
You know who I thought was some reason, list, George? What's I was that? Expecting some Kool-Aid Man.
Ooh.
I thought about it. Yeah. He makes honorable mention.
It's an all-timer
or right Chester there. The Cheetah. He was always cool.
Yeah, I liked him.
Okay.
He was good.
What about
Thought about the Pillsbury Doughboy.
And, what about the Noid?
He was simple. You'd like him.
The Domino's
Noid. Oh, man,
Noid.
I didn't like the Noid. No, that was... nobody liked him.
What about the Camel Cigarette Camel?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is a great one.
It's a camel that smokes cigarettes.
And nobody ever looked cooler smoking than the camel.
The Joe Camel.
Joe Camel.
Yeah, he would wear like a Bond-level tux. Yeah, man.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, those billboards were on the side of I-35, and my kids used to die laughing at them. They thought they were hilarious.
This guy humps.
All right, that's an ender.
I don't know.
Also, shout out to Punchy for Hawaiian Punch.
Oh,
I don't know. He was a cartoon character. How would you like a nice Hawaiian Punch? And he'd wind up and smack you, and fruit would fly.
Wild
everywhere.
Hair, though. What's going on there?
Really wild hair.
Always confusing because they sold that in a giant can, and you had to open the can to get the punch out.
I know. But I kind of loved Hawaiian Punch. And I think it also came in a cardboard, like, gallon or quart thing as well.
Milk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we solved a lot today,
George. We did.
Boy, we got some things done today, didn't we?
Let's get more things done next week when we won't be on TV next week, I don't think. We will if it
comes
to.
And RIP Frito Bandito. He was gunned down in Juarez this morning.
Yes. He died in 1971. All right. We'll talk next week, George.